Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the show today, Donnie Baker with the virus bracket, Coachella, and Floyd. It's all coming up right after this.
Hi, Jess Hooker here.
And I'm Chick McGee. Remember the Off the Air podcast?
I do.
We're back.
What?
That's right. It's on the Bob and Tom VIP section of the Bob and Tom, BobandTom.com.
Yeah.
Just hook yourself up with the VIP and wham, there you've got video of the show in the morning. You've got all the Bob and Tom 24/7 goodies and you get the Off the Air podcast.
Yeah. And you can sign up monthly or you can sign up yearly and save money.
Try it out. And then, of course, you're going to sign up you and your friends for the rest of your life. So do it now.
Yeah. Gift it.
Time now for the guy who would rather watch Survivor than have sex.
Rupert, come on to bed, baby.
What a great immunity challenge. The Mojo Bongo tribe has it in the bag.
Forget about in the bag. Let's get in the sack. I've got a reward for you, and there's no competition here, baby.
Yeah, in a minute. I gotta see what Probes is gonna say to the loser.
Speaking of Probe, I've got a surprise for you.
Oh, yeah, sweetie. That reminds me, there was supposed to be a surprise twist this week. Man, I wish I was there catching fish.
I've got something fishy for you. I'm naked over here. Look at me. I'm in the buff.
Oh, my gosh. I gotta be sure and order my buff so I can wear it this season while I'm watching the show.
If you don't come to bed right now, I'll tell you what you can do with that stupid bandana.
It's not a bandana. It's an Ogacore buff from the second season.
Do you know what you can do with that stupid thing?
Sure. I can use it for a headband. I can use it to make a tourniquet out of it. I can clean my knife with it. I can tie a bundle of wood up.
You can shove it?
Shove it in a leaky bucket to plug the hole. That's another good use.
That's it. I'm going to bed. You can stay up and watch your stupid show. You win.
I won? I'm the sole survivor. All right.
This has been the guy who would rather watch Survivor than have sex.
Wow.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
The phone's ringing. Hello, Bob and Tom.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Oh, good timing, Donnie. How are you, sir?
Speak of the devil's chick. I was just working on my brackets, too. I got projected in the two seed out west. I got MRSA. Then I got the bird flu coming out of the east as a one seed.
Oh.
Then I've got the pig flu and monkey pox as the rest of my final. Oh, and SARS is my dark horse.
Uh-huh. So, no there corona you go. In there. Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I think this might be a who knows if it's even real, Josh.
Oh, God.
I guess
Donnie.
Yeah. Now that Alex Jones is locked up, we won't know the truth for another 72 hours. I swear to God.
About time they got him.
Apparently had a DUI, apparently.
Prove it.
Uh-huh.
I'll say like this, on top of all this, this daylight savings time's got me all messed up.
Me too.
Me too.
You know? How are you just going to take away an hour in the middle of the night? How's that saving me daylight savings?
I don't know. It's too confusing.
You know, are the people who work the third shift going to get docked an hour on their paychecks?
Good question.
I was thinking about this. I mean, technically, if you think about it, we all got shot into the future one whole hour.
Uh-huh.
I swear to God. I mean, unless you live in Hawaii, Arizona, or one of the Rhode Islands, we're living in a matrix, you know? What if you could actually time travel 1 hour into the future ahead, you'd know the results of all the races ahead of time.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know? Mm-hmm. You wouldn't have to fill out a bracket. You know the horse races, dog races, pregnancy tests. You could bet on all of them.
Uh-huh.
Make a fortune. Yeah, nice try, Amber. I knew it was a false alarm when you started wearing your juicy sweatpants again. Everybody knows those were invented for Shark Week anyways. Swear to God. If you could travel 1 hour into the future, if you could impress a chick, you could watch Jeopardy and then know all the answers in advance, she thinks you's like a genius or like a MRSA member. You could be all, oh, my brain ain't my only organ, Misty. Swear to God. In all truth, though, I say we keep the clocks where they are. You know?
All right.
I don't need somebody giving me an hour. It's like the wise Indian said, only we could add, shave off a blanket, turn it over, and think it was thicker. You know? And I don't need you giving me an hour. I only need to snatch it back from me 6 months later.
Yeah.
Oh, have you tried switching the time on the clock in your car?
Mine did it by itself.
Oh, well.
Wow. Yeah, mine did too. Yeah.
Yeah,
mine did
too.
Whoever invented car clocks is what I call a dick bastard. There's no way to even get it set regular. I got better luck rolling back the odometer on my boat than I do the time on my car clock.
Huh? Wow. Odometer on your boat.
Well, I'll tell you, he needs to roll back some miles on her, Patty Ferguson.
Oh.
Yeah. For that, she probably going to need a tummy tuck, you know, breast lift, about 20K and rhinoplasty in her undercarriage, too. Been hitting that like Rocky on the speed bag. I better go. I'll give you guys a call an hour earlier tomorrow.
Okay.
An hour later.
All right.
I ain't even sure what time it is. And pray for Alex Jones.
Okay. Once again, controversial media figure Alex Jones apparently arrested on a DUI last night.
Yeah, in Texas after his wife called the cops over a dispute.
Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
So someone else doesn't agree with him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you very much.
That's sports, kids.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's
right. Sports. Wherever you go, whatever you do, always be a good sport. Check your temperature. Christy?
Chick? Coronavirus update. Here are some symptoms that we will...
Don't you dare, Chick.
Have to get well pretty soon, though.
I like it. I like it.
I don't.
Just real quick, let's just talk about some of the symptoms because you just said something about taking your temperature.
That's right.
Well, the flu comes on suddenly and more severely than a cold, often higher fever, aches, chills, a dry cough.
Check.
Symptoms of the new coronavirus, however, include a cough, shortness of breath, and a fever that may not appear right away.
All right. Well, if you guys will excuse me.
And it's not too late to get your flu shot. They're urging people to do that.
Yes, they
and
cost
Apple.
$900 now.
Yeah. No, it doesn't.
Let me ask you this. As I might explode the room, but listen to me. What is the appropriate amount of concern? Isn't that what we're searching for?
It is.
Yeah. What is it?
Hard to find a balance there.
It is hard to find a balance.
The only answer is wash your hands a lot.
There's either panic or...
I don't believe there's a reason to panic.
Information.
I don't know either.
But that's my personal.
It is not clear.
Many in the media seem
thanks
to be
for bringing it up.
Rooting for this. So I don't know what's going on. But
I don't know if rooting is.
Well, he's got a point. Word. They're very enthusiastic about
they
it.
They love it.
Well, as they cart the bodies out of the old folks' home in Seattle, you may think maybe this is serious.
They're carting them one at a time. It's not.
Wait a minute. Keep in mind, he just told me, thanks for bringing it up. Well, they're carting bodies out.
I don't think there's any...
It's not like they're filling up the metal pickup truck.
Not really a place where your opinion is really informed. It would be the
key. Well, I think that's what Chick is saying.
That's what I'm trying to say. I'm looking for answers instead of panicking. I'm panicking!
By the way, did anyone see the Elon Musk tweet?
No. What did he have to say?
Does he have it?
We'll do the Coachella story, then I'll read it. I'll find
it. Coachella's Twitter page shared a statement saying both the Coachella and Stagecoach festivals have been rescheduled at the direction of local health authorities due to coronavirus concerns. The festivals have been moved to weekends in October. Some of the artists scheduled to perform include Calvin Harris, Big Sean,
Charlie XCX.
Bloom. Anyone we've ever heard of?
Yeah, Lana Del Rey.
Oh, I know her. Yeah.
Calvin Harris.
It takes place annually in Indio, California, out in the desert.
Elon Musk tweeted, Coachella should postpone itself until it stops sucking.
Well,
this is a shame, though, Christy. I mean, where is your college-age kid going to contract their first STD now? With
oh, my gosh.
We're in the dorm room
Coachella
now.
To go to.
No, yeah. It's Lollapalooza, yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah. I guess. Chicago. Yeah. It's, and you have to go. Can you return that headdress you bought on Etsy that you're ready to wear to Coachella? Tough year for Lori Loughlin's kid. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
Let's keep her in our prayers.
Okay. They also moved Stagecoach.
Yes, they did, which is the big country festival.
It's easier to move, though, of course, because, Josh, it's on wheels.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Let me ask you.
Got horses pulling it.
Don't you miss the days of the Stagecoach?
No.
I never experienced the
days.
So I don't
know,
but I mean the concept of the Stagecoach.
I don't.
Would that be fun?
I don't miss the days of traveling from New York to Los Angeles in 8 months.
Giddy up.
With people firing arrows at you.
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't have all
Could
of
you imagine
experience?
How bumpy that would be all the way
going,
across the
going through the Rocky Mountains.
Yeah, and how exactly. do you know which way to go? I always wondered about that. How do you know?
You follow the trail.
You go west.
Had to make the trail.
You get your astrolabe. And
yeah.
You know
well, the first people that did it, they made it quite a trail. I recommend the book.
Oregon Trail?
About
Lewis and Clark.
The World According to
Dog Courage. It's a great book.
They eat their dogs.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, more.
By the way, I hear they also canceled Firefest.
Oh, that's a shame, man. What do I do with my tickets?
No refunds.
No, you can buy tickets.
What's Firefest? I don't even know that one.
The one in the Bahamas. Remember, that never took off.
Documentary.
The influencers.
Yeah.
That all bought
the
into
famous
that
story. The
influencers all cashed in and screwed thousands
of cheese
people.
Sandwich.
One of the organizers would perform orally on someone for bottled water.
I remember that scene. Yes.
Yeah.
It's true.
That did happen. Yeah.
Yeah, that did happen. But
And then he said, "Don't put that in the documentary."
And
after he signed off, and
isn't that nice?
Well, there you go.
Okay. In any event, there's a lot more.
We have
coronavirus
a whole bunch of Corona news,
and we have a coronavirus song, a new one that we gave the Pat Godwin challenge to.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, fellas.
Floyd.
Have enjoyed the coronavirus program.
Okay.
I don't know if y'all can hear me through the mask or not, but I'm trying to speak regularly.
We can hear you. Sound great, Floyd.
Well, I'll say it like this about the coronavirus. My glass is half full.
No good.
Really?
There's no longer a wait at my favorite Asian massage parlor.
I bet.
Got that going.
Yeah.
Good night.
Thanks, Floyd.
You want to? No, never mind.
I'm not saying a word.
Okay. Yeah. Not a lot of guys sitting in that lobby, huh?
Ooh.
A little foot rub.
Yeah.
Yikes.
A Council on Foreign Relations has canceled a roundtable called Doing Business Under Coronavirus, scheduled for Friday in New York due to
coronavirus.
Thank you, Chick.
Whoops.
The CFR's confabs are joining a long list of canceled or postponed gatherings, including the annual New York Auto Show. The Greater New York Automobile Dealers Association announced the car show will be rescheduled to late August.
They did come out. Cars can catch it.
Oh, really?
Yes. You can pass it on to your car, and you can get coronavirus from your car.
I had no idea.
I know you're an attempt at humor, which... as many people were listening and they watched the humor not arrive. If someone were to sneeze on your steering wheel that had coronavirus, it would live there for up to 7 days or more.
No, they're saying that your car exhaust is filled with coronavirus.
Here's our struggle. Here's the dilemma.
We
don't like to make you honestly irritated, but when you are, it's really funny.
And you speak with such authority as if you're a doctor.
I keep saying the same thing. Wash your hands. That's the only thing doctors agree on.
Can I have someone else
wipe your doorknobs? And the people who are most likely to be affected by this are the elderly,
Josh,
especially people that have heart issues and diabetes, and if they have lung issues. Those are the people that are most in danger.
They've got enough trouble anyway, right?
Well... read the beginning of that story again. I'm confused. This is supposed to be people trying to fix the coronavirus issue?
The Council on Foreign Relations has scheduled a roundtable called Doing Business Under Coronavirus for Friday in New York, but they have canceled it due to the spread of the coronavirus.
So this has been replaced by the irony symposium.
Yes. And it's effect on news.
That story just ate itself,
yes.
I think. It is time now, indeed, for the Ace Cosby joke of the day. These aren't really jokes. These are really observations about contemporary American culture.
Like yesterday was Chuck Norris's birthday.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
So what do you call four bullfighters in quicksand? Cuatro cinco.
Oh. I see
it. Yeah.
I don't get the Chuck Norris reference.
There was a once. It was a,
that's so bad.
Trying to distract you from thinking about Cuatro Cinco. I like that very much.
Yeah, I liked it too.
In fact, I think we all didn't laugh as we should have because we were all thinking about, wait a minute, where does Chuck Norris fit in here?
Chuck Norris. The murkier best stand-ups are confusing setups. You know?
Yeah, sure, yeah, the murkier the better. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, sure. Thank you very much. Now, so, Mr. Godwin has been given a challenge come up with a song based on the next news story, which only I know about, and Christy now knows. I found this morning, and nothing really funny about coronavirus, but we're trying. And the big hot spot in the world right now, Italy. There's a couple spots we're not sure about. China claiming that they've got fewer cases and that it's contained. Going away, but who knows? North Korea, no one knows what's going on there. But Iran has also had some pretty serious problems with coronavirus, and there's an interesting story out of Iran. Do you have it over there, Christy?
Yes, amid the anxieties in Iran. Is it Iran or Iran? Over the coronavirus outbreak. You say what?
Iran.
Oh. A controversial Ayatollah has declared a new method to, quote-unquote, cure the virus.
Okay.
Are you ready, Josh?
Yeah, this could be helpful, huh?
Well, he is saying you should apply violet oil to the anus.
Is that right?
Yeah, you can Google this if you don't believe me. This is an actual, genuine news story.
The Ayatollah, this is from allmonitor.com.
Oh, sure.
Abbas Tabrizian is described He's described by his supporters as the father of Islamic medicine of Iran. Tabrizian also offered to hold classes for physicians to teach them Islamic medicine and his formulas. Tabrizian has few supporters. To most Iranians, he's a figure of ridicule.
Oh.
As opposed to a pioneer of alternative medicine.
So it's nice to know that even in Iran, there are people who are going, this guy's cuckoo.
Right.
Yeah.
Like here, we have, what's his name, Jim Baker.
Yes, he's doing that snake oil thing.
Remember Jim Baker, the
The televangelist.
Massively disgraced televangelist who built a theme park, going after a lot of especially elderly people to donate money to that jackass. Unfortunately, he's not in prison. But Jim Baker was out there selling
Silvertone or Silver.
Yeah, he was claiming he would keep you from getting. God, they cannot put a bullet through his head quick enough.
That's a little severe.
No.
Maybe it's not. He's extreme.
Snake oil jackass.
So this guy says violet oil?
Violet oil.
Violet oil applied to the anus.
How do you get oil from a violet?
You squeeze the hell out.
Once again, his name is Abbas Tabrizian.
Yes.
To answer your question, Christy, I think it's the same way they get milk from almonds.
I don't know how they do that.
You walk into the grocery store now. Oh, look, they've got carburetor milk.
I ain't got no nipples on almonds.
this cleric, who I'm glad to hear that Iranian are they're laughing at this guy too in Iran. But if you Google this thing, this is a legit story. Abbas Tabrizian, the Ayatollah Abbas Tabrizian, suggesting. Once again, violet oil on the anus to cure the...
Maybe it works.
To cure the coronavirus. So I gave this to Mr. Godwin this morning at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Okay. Here we go. The Ayatollah in Iran has a radical new medical plan to stop the coronavirus. Put violet oil on your anus. And don't get it, well, man, you'll regret it. On your anus, violet oil, says the Ayatollah. On your anus, violet oil, Ayatollah told you.
Ayatollah once already.
Ayatollah.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.